Bat Food Alpha!
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha, brought to you by BeTheGamer.com. We are the podcast that brings you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is Fusion X.
I'm Sammy Grace. I are Chinchilla.
Yikes. And I think we got a good show for you coming up here.
Got a lot of juicy tidbits.
Yeah, we got a lot of juicy news. The girls are loopy. It should be a good episode.
Not like they're never not loopy, but they're especially
loopy. I am insulted. When are we
loopy? Little too much turkey, I think, this past
or
week.
Something. Mm-hmm. Or something. Too much of that That's moco grass or something.
They OD'd on turkey.
All right.
I'll start with like the really important news, and we'll kind of go down. The most exciting news that I think is out there that Play Online announced this week was that they account the accounts that were banned.
Yeah.
As a result of RMT activities, third party tool use, all that good stuff.
Super Special Task Force Hyper Jump Go has been really busy this week, apparently.
We got
1,100 people banned for character movement stuff. So that's probably like speed hack, movement hack, that kind of thing. We got 6,400 people with ability timers and all that good stuff. So it's basically your NM bots. And then we got 4,000 RMT related people. So they're out. They also it says that they got 45 billion gil from all this.
Billion.
$45 billion.
Yeah, I knew someone was gonna pull up the Dr. Evil.
I think that's gonna significantly reduce the cost on a lot of things on the auction house.
Things aren't already.
It still sucks for me because, like, I'll look at something.
The economy is in the toilet right now.
It is.
Regardless. It's horrible,
and it's gonna be. I'd say at least four or five months till it actually evens itself out.
Yeah, it's gonna have to be. It's not gonna do it right away, but yeah. But yeah, hopefully this will. The thing is that they're getting rid of all these RMT people, but all they do is they just start all over again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when my link shell first heard about all that, they were like, somebody made a post on our website and was like, "Go get Uli tonight. Kill sellers are gonna be gone." You know,
mm-hmm.
We went up there and they had the same link shell, different characters up there.
Yeah, wow. Of course.
So they already had backup characters.
Unreal.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just, yeah. So it really didn't make that much of a difference yet.
I know that I thought they had talked about IP banning before, didn't they? Somewhere.
I don't remember that.
I thought that's might how have been you a community get banned, thing. Isn't it? No. It's your
they
credit
just
card.
they get rid of the account that you set up in your card. They should look in.
They ban your credit card.
Somewhere I was reading where they were doing something with IP. I think I just can't remember exactly where, but you know, seriously, if it's the same people over and over with the same IP, ban the IP.
Yeah, exactly.
Because like I know the economy sucks.
Can they
like,
do that though? I don't know.
They should be able to.
There might be implications. There might be legal implications with banning IP addresses.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Because they shouldn't even be able to access your IP address.
Anything can access IP addresses. I help run my link shell forums. I can see IP addresses.
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess that really
doesn't. They banned a few extra people too, I think, because one of my friends in game, his mule was not banned, but suspended for 3 days.
They said they suspended some people too.
Because it just sits in, like, a bunch of us put our stuff on his mule to sell because it's always in Battalia Downs.
Yeah.
And he swears he's never hacked or anything on it.
Right.
You know, we obviously believe him.
Yeah, they say that 2,500 accounts were temporarily suspended. And then 9,000 were permanently banned.
Just for sitting in Battalia Downs?
Well, see, that's what we think. We were talking about that too, the fact that, you know, our LS has a mule who we put all of our money from Dynamis's and stuff on there so that we could sell it, and it's always up.
Yeah.
So what's the difference between that and a guild seller, you know, mule who does the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
that's a good question.
Actually, yeah, I've been trying to mule some stuff.
They probably
actually
have to watch those mules for months.
Oh yeah, I bet.
And kind of
because mules
identify like, yeah, who's sending out the like the big huge amounts of money,
and especially
to like random people.
Because mm-hmm. a lot of times like the mules in the bazaars or whatever, like out in around Juneau, they'll be selling like the stuff that you can't put in the auction house. That's going to be even harder to trace than it would be for things that you could put up on the auction house.
Right.
And I've been mulling some stuff this week, and just as a joke, I put in my little search comment, IR, not RMT.
Yeah, nice.
It's like, I'm not a gill seller. Just like, I need stuff for my raffle derg. Buy my stuff, but,
You know, I think they've started banning people for buying gill, too.
Yeah, they have.
Because there's this person that was in our link shell for a little bit, or still is or something, but all of a sudden, one day, he had, like, a Scorpion Harness plus one, an Empress, something else, like they had gotten a God drop, and they got the negative one, rather than the, just the regular.
Right. Gotcha.
But they haven't been on since that, since that post.
Now, a couple of things that are, I think, notable mention here is that the amount of accounts that they suspended was 11,500, and that the focus of these terminations were in Japan, and that their scope would soon include other areas. So, I don't know. Maybe that dude's still around.
Maybe.
Because I think they were mostly focusing on Japanese players.
Which is kind of interesting. Like, I wonder why they would start there. I guess, you know, it's, I don't know if it's because a majority of the players are Japanese, maybe?
Or maybe the
possibly.
Chinese. Maybe the Chinese guild sellers use.
Didn't they?
So they're on in that time zone.
You know, I actually, one of my friends on my link shell had talked about the fact that he had seen something on MTV.
MTV.
Where it was, it was like some video game show they have on MTV now. I've never seen it, so if anybody knows what it is, maybe they can enlighten us on what it is, because I don't know what it is. I don't really watch TV much, so.
Right.
but he had said that.
Usually watching a monitor.
Yeah, I know. It's,
pretty much.
I wasn't going to say it, so I'm glad you did.
Shush.
I'm doing the same thing.
But seriously, I don't. I don't watch TV much, so I have no clue what it is. But he had said that he had seen a thing on the show on MTV about video games, that they had a whole segment of the show dedicated to the fact of Chinese guild sellers for World of Warcraft.
That's been a big thing. I remember reading in a news article in like some gaming magazine. They had like they had actually interviewed some people.
Yep, that's exactly what it was. They interviewed them, and they were showing them, like, they had like, you know, a tape of like these people. There were like 50 people in like this tiny little room with like, you know, their computers, and they're just like all sitting there, and they're talking about how, you know, they're on it 24/7. They have shifts of people that come in, just like we kind of make jokes about. Yeah. This is true. They have shifts of people come in about the same character, and they just do it over and over again. And they had shut down one segment of them. And they had said, like, they had, like, the boss on, you know, like, their boss. And he was like, I'm just trying to make a living. Try not to be, you know, don't take it out on us. We're just doing our job. This is what we get paid to do. You know, don't be mad at us. And, you know, it's not our fault that this is, you know, our job. And it's like, well, yeah, it is. Dude, get another job. Like, you know, what are you talking about? You know, be nice to us when you see us. Don't give us a hard time. And, you know, blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff.
It was kind of funny. China,
you know what, though?
Right?
I don't think that.
Yes, it was in China.
I don't think that
they're
the entire.
So it doesn't matter what they do. They're still going to get paid the same amount of money.
Exactly.
I don't think that the entire blame can be put on the actual gil sellers, because if people didn't buy gil or gold or whatever, they wouldn't have jobs. So it's not like their fault. I mean, they're getting paid, so they're just rolling with it, you know?
Right.
If you got paid to play a video game all day and you just got paid and it was good and you know, whatever. Why wouldn't you do it, you know?
Right, exactly. It's true. You don't know the difference.
A lot of these small villages in China, like, you know, like, I was reading this, I think it was, like, PC Gamer or something like that. They said, like, this one village that they were in, that, like, it used to be known for, like, its ham or something, and now it's known for, like, being part of the secondary MMO ham. Market.
Oh my god.
It's ham.
Because, like, people, like, they heavily rely on this stuff. So, like, you gotta respect that, like, you know, they're doing this to try to, like, you know, make money for their families and stuff like that. But at the same time,
you gotta
look at the people that are buying Gil, like, just stop encouraging them. Like, as much as, like, you know, they're doing it, like, for a good cause kind of thing.
Yeah,
like,
I totally agree.
Stop, you know, get them out.
I totally agree. So it's the players' fault.
Yeah, players. Good job, players. I hope you're happy.
Or gold, or Adina.
Everything on the auction house is bombing, and I still can't afford it. Thank you. I appreciate it.
If all nobody right. bought Gil, there wouldn't be Gil sellers.
Yep.
Bottom line, baby. Bottom line. Stop buying Gil. Because Square's coming after you now. They said it last time that they're going to punish.
And how bad is it? Like, it's like, dude, where did he go? He got banned by the Super Hyper Jump Force Go team. Like, what?
Task Force.
The STFU. What was the U stand for? Unit. That's right. STFU unit.
Special Task Force unit.
Yeah, it's STFU.
Yeah, the STFU unit, Sammy. Good
call. Moving right along. That's all that stuff. We got, this is kind of a nice little bit. There's going to be an update mid-December.
Yes.
And they're doing a lot of cool little things in here. We have new areas that are going to be accessible.
Yes.
Some of these areas will be in the ruins of Al-Zadal. Mm-hmm. And there's also going to be...
They're taking the cap off of that, I think, right?
There's not a cap. Level
there isn't a cap. I thought I read something about a cap.
No, you have to pay to get into it.
Ew.
But it's okay, still nice to have. They're introducing what they're calling a large-scale battle system known as Salvage.
Salvage.
So, Chin, this might be what you need for your AF2, so keep an eye out on this.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Dun, dun, dun.
We'll see how that goes. Mog lockers can be increased up to 70 items now, which is lovely.
Is cool. Yeah.
There's going to be new quests focusing around Ottergon Serpent Generals, which should be interesting. Hopefully they'll have some decent rewards or something.
Yeah,
for
I wonder what that's going to be about.
Experience points and besiege can be obtainable as limit points. That's something that they probably should have had before. This one's interesting. After meeting certain requirements, it'll become possible to travel directly to Tulia, which is Sky, from the Hall of Transference, which is the area you go into, like, right before, your
doing
promise.
The promie, yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting.
Does that make sense at all?
It does to me. Fusion and me kind of talked about that.
Yeah.
What difference does it
it's
make?
Not, I guess I don't know anything about the connection between, Chains of Promathia and Rise of the Xylard, or how that could be possible to do that.
That's exactly what my thought about it was, is how can you get to a sky area from a COP area?
I think the reasoning will be that the crags were built by the Xylard. So,
yeah, I was,
and
you know,
probably
I was
the
gonna,
Hall of Transference
yeah.
was too, that's and so was Sky, and so
yeah, that's
there's,
true.
There's, wow. there's a link
Way
there.
To pull it all together. Steve.
There you go.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you.
If it makes anybody think that I'm smarter, I was going to say that right before he did.
Okay, I'm glad I got it up before
she
you.
Doesn't,
and then
makes no difference.
Another update.
You're
we
still
have.
A raffle derg.
I know.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Another update we have, which is kind of another thing, like the experience points thing that you probably should have had for a while, is that when you have an NPC now, your NPC won't disappear when you change areas.
When you zone,
yeah, which it's, is
unless you
took
zone
took
into
Square
an area
Enix
where
a while
you can't
to do
that
one, but we'll forgive them, I guess.
Right.
So that's a lot of cool little features in there. I'm looking forward to Salvage.
Salvage
yeah,
will be interesting to figure
I'm
out what
really,
it is.
I was kind of disappointed
wait for
they're
more
not.
Details, man.
Yeah, I hope that's some relic armor for you, Chin. That'd be really cool.
That would be cool.
And I hope that I can get some JSE crafted or something.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I know.
I think the other cool. Did you mention it? Maybe I missed it. About besieged, you can get limit points
yeah.
now instead of
yeah.
just experience. Okay.
I was disappointed when I was reading this, and it didn't say anything about new Ottergon missions. That kind of disappointed me because
you know
I love
they
the
really
Ottergon
missions.
Still, they might
they
still.
They could. They might.
They're like, everyone mm-hmm. stop doing everything. You think you're about to get tons of stuff, and here's some missions instead.
Oh, I love the missions.
Exactly. So,
no, the last batch of missions were like some of the funniest cutscenes I've ever seen.
I gotta get into it. I gotta do some of those.
They're relatively easy. I mean, a lot of up till like
12, I think it's
10
like
or 12. It's all cutscenes.
It's like all cutscenes. Yeah, you just walk around.
And then even then, the fights are fairly easy for the most part.
They're really easy. The first BC that you do on the ship is like cake. It's so easy. It's ridiculous.
It's like cake.
It's like cake.
You walk in, you go, here, have some frosting, and then just kind of goes to gather from there. I want cake now.
I do too.
Oh, hating. All right. So yeah, those are updates.
Uh-huh.
Next off, we got
the community link shell beta. Okay, here's something that Square hasn't like. Was anybody even using this? Like, they announced it a while back that it was out.
I read this update on the main page, and I'm like, oh, that's still around?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. And I was like, okay, when they originally announced this, that this was out, basically what happened was I think everybody went to check it out, and then that was it.
Just
kinda
it
was like, all right,
they're like, oh,
this is kind of cool for what it is.
I'm going to go back
to
my link shop for it.
And now here they are. I remember them doing that little survey a little while back.
Yeah.
And I thought that they would have gotten rid of it. But apparently, here they are doing the updates for it.
And I guess there's actually, they got survey results released. So I guess we might as well go over like the top five or something from those,
All right.
The top 10 features that you wanted to see improved, not Stake, the community in general.
Yes, not me.
Because we all know Stake would want some crazy thing.
I would have been like, yeah.
You know. All right, so number one was site user friendliness. Number two was
the interface.
How it looks.
Wait, these are things that they pulled that could be improved, added.
Yeah, I said improved.
Okay, cool.
And then number two is the safety of the Play Online ID login feature. I didn't think that there was any issues with safety.
Yeah.
But
I know that's
kind of an odd thing. Square Enix and their safety. I don't know what it is. But okay, number three was the message board. Number four was the search function. The number five was site design, which I thought the site design wasn't too bad. Yeah, I mean
they were on the right track with the site design. I thought it wasn't too bad.
I mean that and interface kind of go in the same.
True.
Though, and then for top 10 features you would like to see added, so like things that aren't on there yet that you want to see. Number one was a function where you can participate in in-game chatting from the web.
Which would have been so cool.
If they had that, people would actually use this thing.
And know what they did? They didn't put in there.
They took number two, which is a calendar with a schedule manager.
Woo! So all right.
It's like, great. Number three is a data display for chocobo raising, so you could see how people are raising their chocobo. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Number four is a function where characters' equipment can be viewed. Could be.
They didn't do that either.
These little things. The number five is a function where you can use the Link Shell community from a PS2
or Xbox 360, which would have been cool too.
Yeah,
but they didn't do that either.
One thing I was kind of interested in on for the features you'd like to see improved. People said that they wanted the message boards to be, you know, done better. But then on for features like to be added, number 10 was a message board where images can be uploaded. So it's kind of hard to say. It sounds like they want more access and planning options than, hey, check out this cool picture of me killing Cerberus or something like that.
Here's a good point. When they polled us on these things, you know, obviously where they asked us if we wanted to see a function where you could participate in in-game chat from the web, it was obviously possible or they wouldn't have asked us.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of...
They're like, hey, we're not gonna do this, and everyone's like, yeah, let's do it.
And then Square Enix comes out, it's like, hey, we're gonna give you a calendar. Like, what?
Yeah, and like the display for chocobo raising, that didn't happen either. That was number three. So they gave us a calendar,
and schedule manager. Like, you can do that in like Link Shell message. Like, I mean, that's how people have been doing it for a long time. You know, I mean, especially with some of your endgame link shells, you have a fairly set schedule. Like, you know, these days of the week we do this or whatever. But I think they need to get their stuff together and do the endgame chatting from the web, because that would draw more people to actually use this thing that they're
I agree.
Busting their butts to work on, because right now, I don't know about everyone else, but I don't care.
Yeah.
This is nothing
I think
special.
That I think that the community link shell beta is a good idea.
Yeah.
I think the concept of it is really good, but I think that they can do a lot more with it that they're not doing. And obviously they're polling us on what we think they should do with it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so they're trying to get our opinion on it. And I think it's a good idea, but I just think that, you know, we can do more with it.
Yeah.
I think,
or else it's
like,
not going to be
used. Use that. My link shell doesn't have one. Because we have our own forms.
Right, exactly. So I was just going to say, my link shell doesn't use it. We are registered on it, but we don't actually use it because we have our own forms. And,
and
our
better.
Forms give us more of what we need than that one does.
Right. Like you get more functionality.
You have your calendars and stuff already. If you want to use it, you can post images if you want. You can do private messages and that kind of thing. It's just, it's better.
So the stuff that they're talking about, you know, improving upon or whatever the case may be, if they did have those things, maybe
it might
people
be better.
Would be likely,
and then,
right?
You know, I mean, however you look at it, there's a good chance that even if they add a few of these things, people still won't use it for their link shell. Because, I mean, they already have, you know, their own forums set up and established and everything. They don't want to deal with another thing.
Right,
but
exactly.
I think if they did add the in-game chatting from the web, that would at least draw more people to it, and you might get a little more activity.
Possibly.
That's true.
Yeah. Possibly. Because that's more like, you know, it would be more interesting to have like more like a server-wide, you know, access to certain forums and stuff like that. I think maybe it would draw the community a bit closer and maybe even eliminate some of the, probably not. I'm probably just talking crazy here. Eliminate some of the rivals. the rivals and, you know, like all the competition that you have with the other link shells, you know, might actually be alleviated a little bit if people were, you know, talking and maybe helping each other out a little bit more, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know about your server, Chin, but like our server has one link shell that their forums are like basically that. Like you go to BG's website and almost everybody from our server has a name on there. They have like thousands and thousands of members and, you know, people go on there and talk about all kinds of things. And the other thing is like, not only ours though, but then there's another server that has another, a link shell, Iron Link Shell, that a lot of people from my server go to also. Mm. Like they go to their forums.
Weird.
Yeah, like other server forums, you know, or server link shell forums that people use.
Yeah.
So it might have been, it might actually just be too late. Like, they started it too late. If it would have started at the beginning when they first put out the game and they had that there from the very beginning, it would have probably been utilized a lot more. But I think
you're
everybody's
probably
established. And like you said, they already have their stuff. They're not going to bother doing it again.
Yeah.
As you know, it's a bit of a pain to set everything up the way you want it to on stuff like that. So
yeah, everybody already went out looking and found their own forums by now. And
Exactly.
And plus, you can do other stuff on other forums like in and Lego. Pictures and stuff that you can't do with the link shell beta. So, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, we know. Lag.
So.
What's up, laggy?
I'm not laggy.
You are laggy.
Oh, but you are.
You are.
I'm not. Leave me alone about my lagginess.
Mommy, the kids are making fun of my lag.
My lag.
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 My
Okay.
Anyway.
Moving right along.
That's all we got for the news. So a lot of cool things to be looking forward to.
All right. Well, I guess we'll move on to what we've been doing in the game. Who wants to start? I can start.
Go start.
Go for it.
I got really sick over the weekend. Like, really, really sick. No.
Oh.
No.
Did you have to eat, like, Topo Peco grass?
I did not have any Topo Peco grass on hand.
Stake down a couple of poison potions. Some guy tricked him in a bottle.
And I'm very saddened and disappointed to say that I did not get a chance to play Final Fantasy this week.
So you wanted to start by telling us, basically, that you did nothing.
I did nothing. I didn't.
Nice.
I
so you have nothing interesting
very,
to tell.
I logged in.
I
checked my delivery box. I logged.
We obviously had Thanksgiving on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're with family, you know, you have to not play Final Fantasy XI for Thanksgiving.
Right.
I don't know, maybe not.
Obviously.
show of hands here. Who played Final Fantasy XI on Thanksgiving?
Mine would be raised.
Mine's not.
Mine only is. Because I never really do anything huge for Thanksgiving.
All right, two out of four.
No, 50-50.
So yeah, I did not get a chance to play this week, but I will play. I will play this weekend, and I'm going to get
married and stuff. Don't like. Don't after you know what I mean.
Eat your bike, Chad.
Eat it.
When family's gone, I'm ready to do my own thing.
All right.
A holiday isn't a holiday if you gotta spend it with people.
Well put.
A holiday's a holiday when you have a day off and no one's home. That's a holiday.
That's true. That is true.
Amen. Amen. Me and you are on the same page.
That's like true. Little like chinism or something right there.
That's a chinism.
Words of wisdom chinism. From Chinchilla.
And now words of wisdom.
I are not RMT. I are just chinchilla. Better than you.
Right.
True.
So, yeah, I didn't play. But I was very, very ill. I was very sick this week.
That stinks.
I'm feeling much better now.
Good. Go level paladin.
I felt better by Thursday, so I could get my Eid on.
There you go.
For Thanksgiving, so I did get that done. So, and I'm totally better now. So,
very
gonna
good,
get
buddy.
The warrior to 37, get the ninja to 37, and then I'll go back to paladin, take nice. It up to 75. Bing bang
awesome.
Boom, we're done, and then we could start meriting.
No meriting.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. So, who's next? Who wants
Fusion.
To? Fusion.
Oh, I got called out.
Oh, true. Burn.
Uh oh.
Burn.
Yeah. Burn. Of course, this is gonna be funny because now I'm gonna make.
Curses.
I'm probably gonna make Chin mad, but I've
okay.
Been doing a little more three paths for COP. That's really about
three paths.
It.
Okay. So that's like snow fight, right?
Yeah, snow. I did snow like three or four times, and I think
he's really
I
hard,
think
right?
I think the snow is like the distant cousin of Diablos or something, because he is just a pain.
Dude, when Square Enix made Chains of Promafia, they were thinking, how many times can we torture the gamers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, let's start with this hill in Ottawa Chasm.
Oh.
Well, no, let's the start mountain. With the Menets.
Oh man, but yeah, it's
and the Revere.
Well, this fight sucks because it's like a timed fight. You have like 45 seconds, and the thing has like 9,000 HP. And you got these things that can extend your time a little bit, but
just, it takes a while to use them too.
Yeah, it is. Just,
and so you have to have people that are going to be able to use them and not have to do the damage. You basically just have to go in and like do as much damage as you possibly can mm-hmm. in the shortest amount of time possible. It's just insane.
It's
nuts.
On the maddening
nuts.
Side.
You only get 45 seconds.
Yeah, other than that, I actually I'll have to go a little...
In my country, you only get 35 seconds.
Yeah. But I got my Wii this week, too, so I've been playing a lot.
Boo.
Boo. I'm jealous.
Yeah,
I know me
jealous.
Too. Me too.
Yeah, me, Eric, Calathalian, we've all been enjoying our Wiis.
Yeah, play with your Wii.
You too should get Wiis and play our... let's all play with our Wiis together.
I have no desire to have
you
a
wanna,
Wii.
Hey, you buy me one, I'll play it. How about that? How about them apples?
How about...
BeTheGamer.com will buy you a Wii.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll call the
I'll
boss.
I'll talk to HR.
I'll maybe be like, yo, boss,
maybe we can expense,
buy me a Wii or I'll, like, end you.
Maybe we can expense one out and do it as a deduction so that we can say it's for work.
Good call.
There you go.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I've been really doing.
Playing with your Wii. All right, so Fusion's been playing with his Wii.
Nice.
So, who's next? Sammy? What have you been doing?
What have I been doing? Let's see. Okay, well, the biggest thing I can think of in the past week or so that has happened, which actually might have been last week, but I wasn't on, so I guess it counts. My Link Shell claimed King Behemoth.
All right.
Nice.
You finally got
yeah.
those 9 degrees, huh?
Yeah, the problem was...
That was nice.
Okay, like, King Behemoth's a lot different than regular Behemoth. Like when the HQ pops, you have to kite him because he spams Meteor. And he does a lot of damage. Like, he hits really hard. He does, like, when he hits you, he does, like, the stun move. So you basically do not want to let anybody get hit by him.
Right.
I was on Paladin Warrior, and, we started kiting him. I'm kiting him around the area. If you've ever been to Behemoth's Dominion, like, he pops in the big round room all the way at the end. Mm-hmm. And if you try to, like, leave that room, like, there's two paths going on. If you try to leave that room, he draws you back in. Ooh. So, like, you can't zone or anything. Like, you basically have to stay in the circle, which is good in a way because you can kite him around there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm kiting him and I'm doing great. I'm really proud of myself. And I got lots of hate. I have tons of hate on him. I mean, like, the black mages are throwing nukes at him and he's not moving and it's great. And, sorry about that.
Nice.
I had a child come and talk to me for a second there. so I'm kiting him. I got all this hate. The black mages are throwing, like, you know, tier 4 nukes at him and he's not moving. It's great. It's going great. And, he's down to like 60% and I die. So there's been a couple other tanks running around with me too. So they're actually able to pick up the hate though. And mm-hmm. they keep, you know, it kind of went a little bit haywire for a couple seconds, but they were able to grab it back and they're kiting him. I get on weekend, I get back out there thinking that I'm going to have a hard time trying to grab hate again. As soon as I walk in front of him, he like goes right after me. Like I evoke, he comes right after me. He stuns me.
Oh boy.
And I can't move. So he smacks me around a few times and I die.
We did not live.
At the same time that I died, his bio wore off. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I had all the hate. He had no DOT on him.
Uh-oh.
He goes unclaimed.
Oh no.
Yeah. So we had him at like 45% and he went unclaimed and one of the other LSs grabbed him from us and they stole him. Yeah.
We were really, 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 really
disappointed about that because the link shell that got him is a link shell that gets everything and, you know, kind of steals everything.
Crappy.
Wow.
That sucks, man.
That does.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
And now we'd like to take a moment of silence.
I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
Wow.
That's cool.
So, yeah, we lost him there, and then that's really pretty much all I've been doing. I've been leveling my thief a little bit more. I got, like, 31, so that's fun. And I haven't been on too much. Got some real-life stuff going on, and that was pretty much my highlight.
That sucks sores.
Well, at least you got it claimed.
You know what? Yeah, it was. You know what it was? Was too. We had 12 people out there at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually 11, I think, when we claimed. And we had 2 black mages. The rest were melee, and you can't really melee KB. So we did pretty damn well with what we had. We had a bunch of people on the way out there, and we probably would have done well. And it just the fact that he went unclaimed, because when I died, all the hate went bye-bye.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it kind of sucked. See, so I guess there is a thing as too much hate, in a way.
Yeah.
Indeed.
I'd like to have a moment of silence for the loss of our dearly beloved King Behemoth.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
Disturbing a little bit.
Hey, I keep getting interrupted by a little 4-year-old time.
Send him over to my house. I'll put him in a jar.
Nice. Oh.
No, knowing you, you'll probably put her in a closet.
Come on over here.
With the orc.
Oh, yeah. Check out this closet I got right here.
Check out this closet.
Oh, <geez. laughs> All right, Chidge. Oh, what have you been doing, man?
What did I do? I got a joy toy.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Congratulations.
Very exciting.
Big congratulations. The only problem
was we were down there about 4 hours before the actual pop time because we got a bad TOD. So we were killing placeholders, wondering why it wasn't popping. And then at about 1 a.m., we realized then the window opened.
Oh.
So we were there for another 2 hours on top of that.
Oh, good lord.
So all of a sudden...
always...
Yeah, there were all of a sudden, like, 3 link shells run in the door, like, at the same time. And we're like, damn, what are we going to do? So we're like, all right, well, let's just let's just get claim, you know? Let's not even worry about it and just get it. So that's pretty much what we did. The only problem was as soon as he popped, we had a thief tank in this, by the way. He pulled it over to, like, the ramp, but he didn't go up the ramp any. And another placeholder popped and aggroed us. So the bard that was with us kept sleeping it, and all of a sudden it went yellow, and one of the other link shells did it. They tried to MPK us, which was not cool. But it was no problem, because we pretty much just owned it anyway.
Right. Very cool.
So that was really cool. We've been doing some Sky, I guess. Sky's fun, but it starts
sounds like you've been doing the same thing over and over and over again.
Not really. There's always new, and not new, but there's always, stuff to do up there. So it's fun.
Give it like 3 months, and then you'll be like, it's time for Sky, people. And you'll be like,
because the only thing I've gotten out of Sky so far is a Genbu's Kabuto. And I have no job that can actually wear that. So.
Wow.
Yeah. And I don't plan on leveling any of them jobs either.
It's like me with like my Ranger Relic AF.
Exactly.
It's like,
We camped. Last night, my Link Shell, there was about 5 of us camping Lord of Unzozo. And in between, like, the timer for the placeholders, we went around and we killed every other NM in the whole zone. Wow. Which is pretty fun.
Nice.
I think we only got, like, a decent drop off one of them. I think someone ended up with the moldy earring.
Did you get the Assault Jurgen?
No, they killed it. And not even, I think, Jurgen. just Whiskers dropped.
I hate that NM.
You
I camped I fought that thing so many times. I saw it once, so I'm like 0 for 8 or something. Like I counted 8 times. So it'd be like 0 for 1 for 8, because like out of like the 8 times I camped it, I fought it once and I didn't get the drop. So I'm just kind of like whatever.
No good, dude.
I'm done with O's.
I'm done with O's.
I'm done. He can sit there in his little labyrinth.
O's.
His little placeholder buddies.
Yeah, he's kind of a random thing. I actually got my Assault Jerkin because I got it randomly farming. I was helping somebody in my Link Shell farm for Leathercraft, and he popped, and we got it. Yeah.
That's what you get for bragging about your Wii.
See? Slash point.
Yeah, but
slash
how many
laugh.
People do you know that can say they've been playing with their Wii and have it not be in a context?
A few, actually.
Moving right along. By the way, Chin, Zelda's amazing.
Fusion plays with his
Wii. Okay, so whatever.
All right, so it'll bring
moving
us
on.
To our email.
The email. All right, well, the first email we got is from Miroku of Asura. He says, "Hello, Willow. I hope this gets to you before you guys record tonight," and it did. So I'll be brief. Square Enix states that the PS3... Well, actually, that should be SOE, shouldn't it? Sony.
I think
Online
that would be Sony,
Sony, not SE. Sony states that the PS3 will be backwards compatible with most PlayStation and PlayStation 2 games. So do you think that Final Fantasy XI for the PS2 will work as well? Thanks for your time. Signed, Miroku of Asura. He says, P.S. Raffle, Derg, Babies in Drawers for the win. All by the way.
Nice.
True.
Good question. Does the PS3 have a hard drive on it?
Yes. It does.
It does. Okay.
What I'm not an expert, so don't quote me on anything. I would assume probably not, only because PS3 was launched with some bugs here and there. Like before it was even released to the public, they had an update for it already on the games that were coming out at launch.
Well, that was expected.
And they rushed it.
Yeah.
And they've also been having problems with backwards compatibility as well. I think I heard that Final Fantasy XII was playing oddly on PS3.
They did announce that the PlayStation 3 did have issues playing a lot of PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2 games. Now, that will increase. I mean, the same thing happened with the Xbox 360. True. When the Xbox 360 came out and you got it to your living room, there's obviously updates that you had to apply to Xbox Live to get other backwards compatible things to work or whatever. And the PS3 is no exception. It's the same deal.
With this, it might be a little trickier. It's kind of sad seeing that going,
it is. Not going so well, because PS2 is so good, man.
Well, I mean, they're going to fix it. It's not like this is a permanent thing.
It's they'll have to fix the fact that they rushed it.
They just have to make changes to the operating system that PlayStation runs on or whatever to make those games work. It's not like, you know, those games will never work on the PlayStation 3.
Yeah, they just have to change.
I know a friend of mine had gotten a new PS2 and something with the software that they used in the new one of the newer PS2s, you know, like the new batch that they came out with that were thinner or whatever, like, wasn't working with some games too.
Oh, geez.
You know, like, yeah, it was just ridiculous. Like, every time they release, like, you know, they obviously they use a new version of their software, whatever the case may be, and it's just, yeah, not always, which is, you know, that's why they pay all these testers and stuff, though, to do this stuff to make sure that it works. So,
yeah. PS3, though, I mean, you can probably tell right away I'm not a big PS3 guy. They rushed it. Like, they needed to work on it a little more before it came out. And it's showing now. But,
well,
you know,
the thing I feel, and in answer to your question, Miroku, I think that right away, at least Final Fantasy XI will not be playable on the PS3. But that's not saying anything about the future because they could easily make it so that you could play Final Fantasy XI on the PS3 using the backwards compatibility. However,
the only thing that would make it tricky is because it is actually the only game that runs like solely off the hard drive. So file system might be different between the PS2 hard drive and the PS3 hard drive. You know, I don't know for sure if it is or not, but they're gonna have to do a little bit of tweaking here and there.
It's possible in the future. And the thing that sticks out in my mind about that question is that when you're porting the PlayStation 2 version of Final Fantasy XI, it graphically, you're looking at, like, it would be like playing an Atari game on an Xbox 360, because, like, you're using the same, it's not like, you know, you're using the PC version of the game and it would, you know, look really good.
Right.
You're using the old software for the PS2, so it would look like the PS2 version.
Yeah.
So it probably is like,
you wouldn't be getting any kind of, like, Xbox, they have, like, there's like a further distance or view or something like that.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't get that on PS3 because
it would be the exact same
thing. Now, if they tweaked it and re-released it on PS3, that might be something they could do as well.
See, that would be cool.
That might be easier because they could take what they have from like the Xbox version and, you know, just tweak it for like the PS3 or whatever, because then you'd have, it'd be the same as playing it on like a 360 with those slight visual enhancements that they got on there.
Yeah.
So that might be something they could do. But yeah, good question.
That is a very good question, and I think that it's very possible in the future.
It's very,
very possible. So thank you very much for that email. The next email that we have comes from Vanyan from the Carbuncle server, and he says, I found out in the last day that I've become my Link Shell's white mage. I'm finding this hard as I'm level 13 and they are all level 75. Do you have any suggestions on a way to catch up to them while still being able to do my schoolwork and attend school regularly? Thanks. Oh, and it's a little belated, but congratulations on the baby steak. Signed, Vanyan, Carbuncle Server, Link Shell, Panda Go Panda, Kakato Rocks, Woot. All right. Thank you, by the way.
I'm kind of curious as to what kind of a Link Shell that is. If you're level 13 and everyone else is,
I'm on Carbuncle. I'm gonna have to seek this out, see what's going on.
But,
do you gonna do some undercover work for us, Chinchilla?
Yes, I am.
You know what I think? I think that it was just a bunch of people that have been playing for a while that introduced Vanyan to the game.
And
created a Link Shell just to, you know, talk to amongst themselves.
It could be, yeah. But let's get the question, suggestions on how to catch up to them. It's, you know, it's kind of hard because it's just, you know, basic leveling. at this point.
Yeah, you have to basically do pretty much what everybody else is doing. You have to get a party, and you have to grind. Mm-hmm. And as far as school, you just kind of have to set school as your priority, obviously, because you don't want to let Final Fantasy make you flunk out of school, because that's no good.
That's no good.
You gotta make school your priority, and then once you're done with that, you can devote as much time as you want to Final Fantasy XI. And you just have to stick to it. You know, it takes a while, but you have to do it.
Doesn't matter what job you are, sometimes you're just gonna hate the game, and, you know, so take a break for maybe, you know, a couple days or a week or whatever, come back and jump into it again. It's not gonna be the yellow brick road or anything. It's gonna be a little rocky.
Yeah, there's no way someone can just upgrade you to level 75.
Unless you're a bot.
If you're level 75 in this game...
Are you a bot?
I am not a bot.
Are no bot.
He actually sent me a tell in game.
Oh, did he?
So yeah, I've talked to the kid.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Seems like a good doobie.
So, level 75 takes a lot of hard work and dedication. Yeah. That's all there is to it. And you have to be willing to invest that hard work to get there. So, and like I'm not level 75 yet in the game, but my excuse is that, okay, I don't have any excuses.
Slick.
I haven't gone straight to 75 from any job. I've gone to level 30 and decided I wanted to try something else.
I went to
40 and I decided, to do something else. Yeah. I have a problem sticking to one job, obviously.
Yeah, but you keep trying different things. You try what you like, and then you find the one that you like the most, and you keep going with it.
Have to commit yourself to the job. If you want to get straight to 75, you take your level 13 white mage and you rock it all the way to 75.
True.
Anything else is just, like, extra time, in my opinion.
I forgot to tell you, I got 70 on Red Mage.
Oh, nice. Oh,
true. Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Did you ever go back and beat Mott with Red Mage?
No, I'm just kind of lazy.
Oh, okay, cool.
I've got the testimony.
Yeah, I was going to say, you better have the test if you got Sky Access. Those things drop like candy up there. You could kill every flamingo you kill. It's like, here, have a test. Like, those things drop so much up there.
Nice. Do we have a list this week?
We don't.
Aw, boo!
Do we have Johnny McNew stuff this week?
Actually, we don't. As you guys know, Squeaky's in...
Squeezy back service. In the States?
She's working on coming back to the States.
Okay.
Steaks? Wow.
Steaks. Wow.
Whoa, coming back to the steak, baby.
She's coming back to the steak, so we don't have one this week.
That's mess, dude.
But, I know, it is mess.
Hopefully next week she'll be able to
open up for us. Forgivable. Completely forgivable. All right, well, maybe we look forward to having a top 10 list for next week, as well as Johnny McNoob segment for next week. But with that said, and with the emails being out of the way, that's it. That's all we got for today.
Alrighty.
Fantastic. Alright, well,
spectacular.
Our email address is petfoodalpha@gmail.com. We're always willing to discuss what you want to discuss. Answer any questions that you have about the game, the community, everything like that. So send us an email. And thank you very much for tuning in this week. And we'll look forward to you next week. Everybody say goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Later.